We are in Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, around 5 lines from the top. Ameima Umar Zutra V'Rav Ashi Avi Yosvi B'Sude B'Poi Olayu Rav Ache B'Rei Nerov. Rav Ache B'Rei Nerov was Meshamesh them, and they were served wine in the Sude. Ameimer borich al kol kasa v'kasa. Ameimer made a broche an each kite. Omar zutre borich a kasa kama a kasa basa. Omar zutre made a bonbon by a dochen beginning of the sude. A kasa basa on the kite shall be a samozen he made a broche. In between he did not make any broche. Rav Ashi Borech HaKasa Kameh V'Sulai Borech. Rav Ashi made a broche on the first koish, and then he did not make a broche on the koish Shel Birchas Namod. Very unclear. I mean, there were, whoever benched Birchas Namodin, and who benched Birchas Namodin. Malzutre, I mean, there was a Zimun. Malzutre made a Berbri governor on the Kais, and Rav Ashi did not make a Berbri governor on the Kais. We have to know it was different Mizamnim. Bal Kaponim, the Malzutre made a Berbri governor on the Kais, and Rav Ashi did not make a Berbri governor on the Kais, and Rav Ashi did not make a Berbri governor. Omar lohu Rav Ache Barove Anam Keman Nabit. The Maiser Rav, I see 3 different sheetahs, 3 tachichsachir. Ameimer Omar, so Ameimer told them as follows. Ano Nimlochan. For me there's no raya. I was a Nimla. The Rabbi Nechananos says, go on Tresan. What the case of Nimlach was. Rabbi Nechananu says, Ano Nimlach Ano Kloima, Kiven Shani Shoysa Akois, Ani Misayim Bedati Shleilishtes Koysach. Finish. I made up my mind, one Kois, after that Kois was enough. Ukvar Posa Kashtiye, Benetarti Lishtes. I'm not allowed to drink anymore without making a new boy. I made up my mind I wouldn't drink. Shemaftirin oisi acha kach lishtoi, so then the maftabi again I should drink, is kilo ani masel, zitarni sarg levorich betchile. So I'm different, I was a nimlach, I had intentions after each kodafka not to drink. So memele saim, but I have to make a new broch. But that doesn't have to you. Ma'azutra omar anno da ovdi ki talmidi derat. Ma'azutra tefakel. He did have intentions to drink. He wasn't a nimla. But that he made a broche after Birchas Hamozen, because that's talmidi derat. That kiva that we had before. Even the mriso havlon v'nivrech, itzru l'mishti, my time is at kisu da taichu. Now, you have to make a Beirah Priya Gofen Eistus. You have to make, I feel like you want to drink before benching. But the ready was a Hesach Hadat. So the Mele, so with the benching, was a Hesach Hadat. So therefore, I make a Beirah Priya Gofen like this. I wasn't a Nimlach. I was gehalten by the drinking Yayim. But the Bichas Amos, it makes a Hesach Hadat. Rav Ashi Yomah, let's Hilchese Kitalmide Berah. Rav Ashi said, we don't pass them like the Talmidei Derav. So we don't pass them like the Talmidei Derav. So the Birchas Hamozen also doesn't make a Hesach Hadas. So Memele, you don't have to make a new Beirah Priya Gof. Let us see the Rashba. Havi Yosvi B'Sudos Odechel. So the Rashba adds one word here. That it was Chel. It is very unclear. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Mem Beis Amud Beis, sorry, Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Gemara says there as follows. The Mishnah says that Birich Al Hayayin Kedem Amozen, that's Peter as Hayayin Shala Achamos. The Yayin Kedem Amozen Pakas Hayayin Shala Achamos. So the Gemara says this was only said Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now the Bechoil, it's not like that. Bechoil, if you birich al hayayin kodem hamozen, you have to make a new bruch on yayin shelach hamozen. Now yayin shelach hamozen means before birchas hamozen there was a Viennese table, they went, they were oiker the pas, they sat down to drink wine. So in Shabbos and Yom Tov, that was the normal shteger, they were kaveya themselves to drink wine. So then, birich al hayayin kodem hamozen, memele patas the yayin shelach hamozen. But in the middle of the week, who is kaveya sudasi al yayin, so then we have to make a broth. And the yayin shelach hamozen. And the yayin shebiseich hamozen, the Tosafot says, over there, that the yayin does patas. That already is normal. That is normal, that yayin shebeseich hamozein, you drink during the week, so the yayin shebeseich hamozein will part of the yayin shebeseich hamozein. But yayin shelachar hamozein, you talk Shabbos v'yom. So now, if we are speaking about, it's very unclear, if we were speaking about the yayin shebeseich hamozein alone, we're only speaking about that. So then we understand the halacha. The yayin shebeseich hamozen, normally it does pater. And Amemel said that he was a nimlach. He didn't have any intentions of drinking wine. Marzutre, boy, if he's only speaking about the yayin shebeseich hamozen, so then it's good. Boy hakasa kama vakasa basa. But it seems he's going on all the cases. It seems he's even going on the yayin shelach hamozen. I mean, the only case he made a broch on is the case shel birchas hamozen. But he says any other case he didn't make a broch at. Afilu the case shel yayin achar hamozen. So that speaking about chayil, the chayil he should make a broch at. But speaking about the other cases, if he was making dam, or so then also the chayil also one is logal to be kaveyah sudasi alayayin. Maybe that was the case because the rehitzes loshna gemara boich hakasa kama vakasa basa vices everything in between, including the yayin shelach hamozen, he did not make a brocha. Then we have to know, B'chol, why did the Rashbam find it noitik to tell us that it's speaking about choyr? Al kol kasa v'kasa, al kol parm shahoye shoyse b'soich hamozen. So here we see Klo was speaking about even b'soich hamozen. Amemi used to make a new broth, because he was an imla. V'kasa d'basre, b'chas hamozen, zvira leke rove, the boy's nami lahel akasa kame vakasa de birchose, and during the suda he didn't make at all a beirapri agos. Nimlachani, so I may miss that nimlachani because sheni nimlachti lishtois. I changed my mind to drink. Shekvar havali hesach adas misheshosisi kais rishin. I was ready to see a das from drinking when I drank the first case. Enkel pam upam, shesho sisi nimlachti. It was a mloch, I changed my mind to drink. The mail for me is no right. Kital midei derav, ki hu uvde delel, di yalef rova minei, di mi boi lebruchi akasa di birchoso. Rava learned out from the Talmid HaDerav that you have to make a broch on the Kosh of Birchas Hamozen. Afa b'shekva birich, ayayin shebeseich hamozen. Even though he was mevorich on the yayin shebeseich hamozen, you have to make a broch on the yayin shel birchas hamozen. Now, this Lashon of Rashi is also not too clear to me, the Rashbam. It's also not too clear to me, because the Gemara says in Brochet, Birech Ayayin Shebesoich HaMozayin, Eine Poiter Es Ayayin Shelaachar HaMozayin. That means that the yayin shebeseich hamozayin, the shti is a shti gruah. One is not drinking it l'shem shti, one is drinking it to help digest or add liquid to his achila. Shebo lishrei tamach. The yayin shelaachar hamozayin, that's a very shti l'shem shti. So a beire pri agofen of lishrois cannot papper a necessity of a bird we go from today lishrois. So they take the Gemara. So a fellow, it's still teich hasudet, lacha hamozen. It will not papper. So Rashi seems to say over here that the first bracha was b'soich hamozen. A bracha b'soich hamozen l'chayre chlal cannot papper a yayim that's bo lishrois. I mean, if Rashbam would have said it's about the yayin, koydem hamozen, so that's lishtos, that's good. But yayin shebeseich hamozen l'choyr is not bekoyach the pater. And Rabashi said, les hilfese ke talmidi dera, loime ke ubde de talmidi la'av la'el, de birches hamozen lav asuchi daitu. It's not called a heslach hadat. Let's first see the Gemara further, and then we'll come finish the Tashbam. Yeah. So now Rav Ashi said, Let's hilchese ke tamide derav. The Hoyontif Shechal Liyois Achar HaShabbos, Yontif, that's Chal Efter, by Mitzoy Shabbos, that's Yontif, for Omar Rav Yaknaha. And Rav said, you make Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdole, so Tzaraye, not like the Talmidei de Rav. A very shveri Gemara, but let's go a little further. And the Gemara schlugs up Ravashi. V'loihi. Hosam okar daite mimishtaye. Hocha loy okar daite mimishtaye. Let us see the Rashbam. Look the Rashbam. Look the Rashbam azoy. Les ilchese ke talmide dera. Kloima. Ke'uvde de tamide de rav la'el, de birchas hamozein, lav asuchi daitu. They said that birchas hamozein is a hesach hadas. It is not a hesach hadas. V'af al gav da oma hav v'nivrech. Even though he said hav v'nivrech, it's not a hesach hadas. Shori l'mishte. Period. That's what Ravashi says. Ba'afilu hochi, zok de Rashbam, even though Ravashi said this, le'silchese ke Ravashi. We don't paskin like Ravashi. The kamal hu rove, rove says after benching, you do make a bayer pri agofen on the koish of bichas namozen. Mazut also made a broch on the koish of bichas namozen. B'chad shitze, b'tzorich, larzer, u'levorech, ala yayin shal bichas namozen, bayer pri agofen, kiminik shalom. Vekiven the Oma Hav v'nivrech, and since he said Hav v'nivrech, also lemishti ad la'acha birchas hamozim. Since he said Hav v'nivrech, she now had to drink ad la'acha birchas hamozim, and we have to rov and mazuta halten azoy. V'oy midekom maisi Rav Ashi siyatem besides that, that Rove in Marzutra Acholik and Ravashi, another reason we don't pass on like Ravashi, me the Kamaisi Ravashi siyate mi milse de Rav, lahakshis al tamide de Rav lakrisham. He wanted to slug them off mi divrei Rav Rabo. He wanted to prove to them that they're wrong. Vekamahadr gemore veloihi, and the gemore says it's no upshlok, michlal belasilchus karavashi. We shlugged up is upshlok. Now what is the upshlok of Ravashi? Va'omar Rav yaknaha. Rav said that Meitzoi Shabbos, that's Yontev, you make Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdolah. Loi boi le bruchai birchas boire priyagofen trei zimnin. He did not say to make two boire priyagofen. Chada kiddush vechada avdolem. He did not say you make two boire priyagofen. Tohu adin le trei kasi de kiddush ayoim birchas amozoin. So who adin? The case of kiddush and the case of birchas amozoin, also you don't make two boire priyagofen. The kashel Rav Yehi sover the omelu hochi omarav have an ivrech also lechule mishte. Rav Yehi sover had said that as soon as they have an ivrech, you're not allowed to drink. Tim kain kosh, if that is true, kosh the rav adera. That's a stir in rav. You have to understand what's to tzachba, but let us go a little further. And for the gemara, hochi gabi yaknaha, Loi oker daite mimishtaye. He wasn't oker his das from drinking. Shadayin loi shoso. As yet he did not drink. Bechol bayak naha. He's making kiddush in Avdolah. Bechol date lishtais. So memele. So since loi oker daite lemishtaye. You don't have to make a second bayre priyagofen. So you make one bayre priyagofen. Yak naha. Yayin kiddush near Avdolah. But over here, by Birchas Hamozoin, or by wanting to bench Birchas Hamozoin, is Oker Daite Mimishtaye. He was Oker his das from drinking. Period. The Nirali Deloy Garcinon Kulu Choda Birchas Arichtaninu, the Nat Goyres, that it's all one long broche, Sheriboy Loshin Shaloy Letzerechu, שכבר פירשתמה יופה משום בלי עוקר דייתה ממשתיה שדיין לא ישוסה וכל דעתה לשתיה. Now we just have to know what's pshat in the Gemara. What did Rav Ashi hold? וחירת Rav Ashi said he should have made two boire priyagofens. And since you don't make two boire priyagofens by Kiddush and Avdolah, so you don't make two boire priyagofens by Kiddush and Birchas Hamozoin. And the Gemara says that Zushtel, over there, by Oka Daita Mimishtai, I'm making Kiddush, I have intentions, after Avdolah, I'm going to drink from the Kais, why do you have to make two boire priyagofens? My Shenken here is Oka Daita Mimishtai. So, what did Rav Ashi understand Rav? And what is Pshat in Rav Ashi? So I saw a beautiful pshat in the Birchas Avraham, and he says pshat in Rav Ashi as follows. Rav Ashi understood the reason why you have to make a new boire priyagofen, not after Birchas Hamozoin, not because Oker Daite Mimishtaye. That's what the Gemara answers over. That's the Gemara's Chiddush over here. Rav Ashi had a different mahalach. Two yesaidis. Yesaid number one, Rav Ashi held that when a person is doing a mitzvah that's torn a kois, you have to make a besundere boire priyagofen. That's how he understood the Talmidei de Rav. Number one, that means if a person, let's say he made kiddush, so you make a boire priyagofen, making kiddush ala yayin. Now you're going to make birchas hamozoin, you have to make a new boire priyagofen. You make a new mitzvah la yai, you make a new boire priyagofen. That's he understood yisoid number one. Since this is true, how do we understand what Rav Yehi V'Sover said? Rav Yehi V'Sover said, since he said, havlon v'nivroch, you're not allowed to drink anymore. You have to make a new boire priyagofen. Now how does this work? So, Rav Ashi understood as follows. That means, since you're boire priyagofen, he said, let's bench now. The minute you say you're going to bench, so you have to make a new boire priyagofen. The Birchas Hamozoin is a boire priyagofen. bei mir wird mir sehr gepoilt, dass ich stacke mich dabei für die Goffen, bevor der Birchas am Osten, like Christus asked before, ich stacke mich dabei für die Goffen, bevor. So the minute you decide to bench, so the previous Beure Priya Goffen, which was used, Kiseida, during the Suda to drink wine, but now you stopped using it. Now I need a new Beure Priya Goffen. So you were Messiah Das, by saying Havlon V'Nivrach, you were Messiah Das from the first Beure Priya Goffen. Because now you're doing, you're making Birchas Hamazon, you have to make a new Beure Priya Goffen. So you're Messiah Das from the first Beure Priya Goffen. So you put it away already. Now you change your mind, now you want to drink again. That Beure Priya Goffen you can't use. Since you are Messiah Das for using that Beure Priya Goffen, because you have to make a new Beure Priya Goffen on the Birchas Hamazon, because each mitzvah is Mechayev a new Beure Priya Goffen, so you Messiah Das from using that Beure Priya Goffen. So once you Messiah Das from using that broche, you can't use it anymore. That how Rav Ashi understood Rav Yehuda's Sofer. So Memeila, so Rav Ashi said, but so the whole Shtik Torah only makes sense after you assume that each mitzvah ala kois needs a besunder Beure Priya Goffen. So then that's Yisoid Aleph of Rav, that each mitzvah ala kois needs a new Beure Priya Goffen, then you could say that since he is holding by benching, so now he's not going to use the previous Beure Priya Goffen, he needs a new one now, so Memelo, you can't use it when he decided, Messiah Das from using the previous Beure Priya Goffen, so Memelo, so he loses it already. So after he changed his mind about benching, he cannot use the previous Beure Priya Goffen. So Rav Ashi, yes, the kash, I have a kash in the soul shtek Torah. Rav said, you say, yaknaha, yayin kiddish ner havdola. So I have a kasha. Why is it yaknaha? It should be yaknaya. You should make yayin havdola also. If this yisoid is emes, that each mitzvah ala kois needs a new Beure Priya Goffen, so what's pshat in Rav? So weißt doch, ist der whole Sache nicht gesteigen, nicht geflogen. The whole thing is based on the assumption that each mitzvah kois needs a new Beure Priya Goffen. And then you went a step further. So since it needs a new Beure Priya Goffen, so it's the Messiah that's from the previous. He says it's not true. There's no such yisoid that each mitzvah needs a new Beure Priya Goffen, because he said yakna. So the Gemara shlugged up Rav Ashi. He says that what we said hesach hadas. The Gemara before said, Kivin the Oma, Kivin the Mrisa Avalon, the Nivrech, Itzruchol, Mishte, my time, the Aschiso, the Taicho. Not that you're Messiah Dasum using the Beure Priya Goffen, because you'd like a new Beure Priya Goffen. No, because the Moslems has a Das from Achil and Shtiyah. That means it's a Gemar Achil and Shtiyah, like Tosfos had said before. The Birchas Hamazon Oker Daite Mi Mishtaye, it's an Akiris Das from drinking anymore. The Birchas Hamazon Bo L'Shem Gmar Sude, Umarsik L'Chol Ma Shalofonov. You're holding by Birchas Hamazon, you finished eating and drinking. So it's a different reason. Now, I was Messiah Das from eating. That's why I have to make a new Beure Priya Goffen. Not a Messiah Das from using the previous Beure Priya Goffen. Now, let us see again the Rashbam, and I think it seems like this, but that is what the Rashbam is saying. Omar Rav Yakneha, sagt der Rashbam, v'loi boi livruchi birchas Beure Priya Goffen trei zimni. You see that Rav does not hold you have to make two Beure Priya Goffens, chada kiddish v'chada havdola. You have to make one on kiddish, one on havdola. He doesn't hold such a thing, that each mitzvah l'kais is mechayva boi pregof. Oy bazoi v'hu adin, so the same halacha applies, l'trei kasi de kiddish ayoyim, u'birchas hamazon. You also don't have to make two boi pregof. So if the yisod is bottle, so the whole binyan is also bottle. So memela, so to say, now that was Messiah Das from the boi pregof, is also not true. The kashel Rav Yehves Avad Amalu Hochi Amarav Hov Nivrach Osuch Mishne. If that would be true, dim ken kashel the Rav Adarav. So the Gemara answered, Hochi Gabi Yaknahat Loi Alke Daitim Mishtaye Shadayin Loi Shos. So behold, that they list. Period.
So see here, since he has an intent to continue drinking,
so there's no Hester Hadas from Shtir. So therefore, the first Beire Priya Goffin is sufficient. V'nira li, the loy garsinen kulu chodo birchesa arichta nino. Now there was a girse, kulu chodo birchesa arichta nino. What was pshat in this girse? So l'choyre, this girse was that it's not two broches ala kois. The Gemara wants to be chaylik with the upshlag of Ravashi. Ravashi wanted to prove that Rav does not hold that each broch ala kois needs a besundere boi priya gofen. So the Gemara said, no, could be that is true. Each broch needs a besundere boi priya gofen. In Kiddush, v'havdola, kulu choda biches arichtenino. This is one long broche, like the Gemara had said before, and afkuf beis hamid beis, havdola v'kiddush choda milsehi. It's both on this man, just like there's no din of chavilis. It's one, we're speaking about this man, the Kiddushis as man, how it's Kiddush from Dimei Achel, how it's moved up from Shabbos. So it's one big broche, that's why you don't need two kaises. If you say like this, so this is a different oifen out of shlog of Ravashi, that we're saying that your yesoid is wrong. Your yesoid is take, do you learn shat in the Talmid of the Rav is right. To broches, amachayev, to bayripriya goffins. But your upshlog from Yaknaha is wrong. So the Rashbam says, fakert, you're not kairis this, because then we're going into a different direction again. We've seen a kulachad of bichas arich teninu. Sheri beiloshen shaloi letzoyrechu. Shekvar pirish taim ayof. The Gemara said a different one. This and why you make one bracha? Mishum deloyok adaita imimishtai. Shadayin loishosav chol datei lishtais. And the Gemara is saying that the hesach adas is, there's only hesach adas if you're okir daitei imimishtai. So mameila, this does not apply by yaknaha. That's what Bichas Avrom, that's how he wants to learn Pshat in the Rashbam. Let us see Tosfos. Borich akol kase v'kase. He made a broche on each kois. This is a meimah. The Tosfos Achav Loihoye Mevorich, the Birchas Hamozim Peteres. That after the Kois, even though there was a Hesach Hadas, a Hesach Hadas is only Mechayiv a Brocha Rishoyna, but the Brocha Achoyna on each Kois, this is what Tosfos said before, since this is Dvor Maboim Besoy Chasude, Tzoyre Chasude, so the Birchas Hamozim will patter each Pazundere Kois. Behold, the shinui mokim tzorich levorich, and the davke lefon nabloi laachav kede perashnu lael, that Tosfos had said before that shinui mokim others had loim shat that shinui mokim is mechayev abroch achoine. As soon as I finish, it became oisude, and I have to make a new broch achoine. I can't use when I start a new suda, I can't use one bichas hamozin on two sudas. So then, if that would be true, so then you'd have to make an ala gefen after each kais, because the second kais already is a new suda. So Tosfos says, no, that's not pshat. And Tosfos before to explain this. What does she need mokim tzach avoy chanid afke lefonov? B'loy la'achov, k'depirashti la'el. Tab Ashi Borich Akasa Kamo Vesulai Borich. So Tosfos Af Al Gav the Birchas Hamozin Tuna Kois. Even though Birchas Hamozin needs a Kois, Loi Hoye Mevorich. Fakel, this Yesod that we said in the Birchas Avrom, that was what Ravashi wanted to shlug up. I mean, that's what Tosfos says. Ravashi held that even though it needs a Kois, but since I have made already a Beire Priya Goffin, so the Beire Priya Goffin will patter all the shtiyas, even the shtiyas of a mitzvah shetorn kois. Ubir shalmi nami koma dim hischel lisoid be'erev Shabbos meboidyoim.
Yerushalmi, it says, if a person started eating Erev Shabbos Maboid Yoim, and he's not mafsik, ain't tzorich bekiddush levorich boire pri agofen. So even though you have to make kiddush, boire smapa, but you don't have to make a bezunder boire pri agofen, because you could be yaitza with the previous boire pri agofen. Mashme, the whole dvar mitzvah haton kois, if there wasn't a hefsek of hesach hadas, so even though mitzad the mitzvah, the kais is drunk because of the mitzvah, but the previous bayir pri agofen can pater it. Ve'im toima im kain amai mevolchen bekois sheni she'acha hagode bayir pri agofen. I have a problem. Why do you make a boire pri agofen by the koi sheni? Afilu tehei hagode tuune kois. Afilu will say that the hagode needs a kois. It's an amira la yayin. So this is a new koi shel mitzvah. Aba in tzorech levorech. Loi havi hefsik kediyom ahoche. Just like we see over here. That if it is not a hefsek, the previous beir pri agofen kempata. So who adin here? So why do you make a beir pri agofen on the second kois? V'yesh loyma da hagode v'halile nami avi hefsek. The hagode and the halal is a hefsek. Lachere from the Marsha, it would seem that what Taisus throws in the hollow, Taisus means to give a reason why you make a boire pri agofen on the fourth kais. The god is a hefsek between the first kais and the second kais, and hollow is a hefsek between the third kais and the fourth kais. It's a hefsek. Frektach Taisus va'af al gav de bein rishin l'sheini. Why is it a hefsek? He's allowed to drink by the first and second kais. Mikivon the hischel asher galonu osa lishtois, bavik my bilchas amozain, the maskinen oche de tzorech levorech. The Rishash says that this taisvis, even though taisvis before brought down a rabbeinu yontif, and Taisvus was chaylik on the Rabbeinu Yontif, but this Taisvus seems to hold like the Rabbeinu Yontif. What is the Rabbeinu Yontif? Rabbeinu Yontif said that if a person is in the middle of a suda, and then he starts davening Shemayna Esrei, so he has to make a bracha rishayna. That was the chiddush of the Rabbeinu Yontif. The Yontif brought a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pezayin, said as follows. The Gemara wanted to differentiate if a person started shechting a behemah, then he made kisei adam. So the Gemara cleared, you have to make a new, and then he starts shechting again. So you have to make a new bracha on the shechita. So the Gemara wanted to be medame to Talmidei Derav. Tamidei Derav said, "Kiven the Omar Havlon Unevorech." So he has to make a new bracha rishayne. So here, since he was Isaac in Kisui, so he has to make also a new bracha rishayne on the shrite. That's what the Gemara said. So the Gemara says, "It's no tzushtel over there." Mishte bruchi bahadi adodi lo yefsher. It's not shayach to bench and drink. It's shayach to make kisei yadam and shchita at the same time. You could be mechasel with the left hand, shecht with the right hand. So memela kisei yadam is not a hefsek between the shchita aleph and shchita beis, because you can, even though I'm mechasel dam, I can still shecht. Masha'enkein birchas amozin is a hefsek because mishte ubruchi. So the Rabbeinu Yontif learned pshat, and that Gemara Taisa did not learn like that. Rabbeinu Yontif learned pshat that if a person gets involved in something, that b'shas when he's involved, he's also lishtois, So that automatically is a Hesech Adas from Shtiyah, and then Mele you have to make a new bracha. That's how the Rabbeinu Yontif learned Pshat, and Taisis is a kasha on him from Agamor in Lafkov Beis, but Al Kaponim, that was the Rabbeinu Yontif's Pshat. So the Rishash says that this Taisvis seems to be going like the Rabbeinu Yontif. So this Taisvis says as follows. In the Haggadah there's Asher Ge'olonu. That's the Gemara of the Haggadah. You could drink till Asher Ge'olonu. Asher Ge'olonu, you can't drink anymore. So Memele, so there was already Chal Iser Shtiyah before the second Kais. He said Asher Ge'olonu. Mistama halo taisvis means the halo bein rishin l'sheini smuta lishtais bein shlishi levi, you're not allowed to be shais. So again, when you say halo, start saying halo, you're not allowed to drink wine. So memele, so these are two mikaimis, two matzovim, where there is an isa shtia on you. Oh, there's an isa shtia. Now you want to drink. Now you have to make a new bracha. And that's how Rabbeinu Yontif learned Pshat and Agamore also. Agamore, that said, that's the lomdus of Birchas Hamozein. Not the way Taisha said before, Birchas Hamozein is the Oker, Daite, Mimishtai, and Taisha Taka says before also Taisha's Chaykh and Rabbeinu Yontif. This Taisha seems to go like the Rabbeinu Yontif, and so it is a Hesach Hadas, because he's also Lishtais, and Issa creates a Hesach Hadas from Shtiyah. So Memele, so the Asher Ge'olonu in the Halal Lipsoif is the Sibbe why one has to make a Brocha Rishayna on the Kaishniyah and the Kaish Revis. Let us see Nachmul Inavani. Vishloime da Goda Valila Nami Ave Hefsik. Vahavo Gavda Ben Rishon Lashenim Rotsa Lishte Shishte Abba Mikivin De Hizchol Asher Ge'olonu. Also, lishtois. So, that's the chelik of Haggadah. That's also lishtois. And halayla is poshet because tafke berishin l'shein you're allowed to drink. Vavik my birchas hamozin the maskin and hoche the tzorech levorech. So, memela. So, this is called a hesach hadas from shtiyah, and therefore you have to make a new broch. Umikol mokim choshev kiddush b'mokim sude. The leinian zeh like shive hagode hefsek, but it's still called kiddush b'mokim suda. Even though I was mafsek, there was an iser shtiyah. I was mafsek. It's called a hesach hadas from shtiyah, but kiddush b'mokim suda it is called. So the Dvar Shmuel wants to be mamtik a little bit. That means it's so big a hefsik that you have to make a new broche. And Bava Pekin is called Kiddush B'mokim Sude. So he wants to say, in Lechere it's two different dinim. Could be it's a Hesach Hadas from Shtiyah, but could be it's not called, what's the Shtiyah to Kiddush B'mokim Sude. But he wants to be mamtik. He wants to say, since you need this all, because the matzah is lechem sha'oinim olav dvorim harbe. The Haggadah is a chelik of the, I have to eat matzah sha'onu olav dvorim harbe. So I need this for the Suda. So therefore the whole Haggadah before the Suda is a preparation for the Suda. I have to have a lechem sha'oinim olav dvorim harbe. So I have to have the Haggadah first. So therefore it's not a stira to kiddush b'mokim Suda. That's how he wants to explain Taisus. I mean, kol mokim choshev kiddush b'mokim sudya. Sudya d'leinya zelech shiva hagode hefsik. It's not called a hefsik. It's a gabi d'aloch of kiddush b'mokim sudya. Ulemai d'frish is tahavi hagode hefsik. Sorich l'borich acha yerokes b'irin nefoshes. So since it's a hefsik, it's also lechel, it's also lishtais. So memeli, you have to make a boir in the foshes. Now, this taisvis is also the reshash is ma'ira. It's also stiridik. Taisvis said before, Imamish learned before, that a hefsik is not mechayiv a brocha achoyne. A hefsik is only mechayiv a brocha rishoyne. And here Taisva seems to go that a hefsek is mechayev a broch achoine. So therefore Taisva says, so therefore on the karpas, you'll have to make a bayir in a foshes. Vais Taisva and Taisva is that yehre kezayis. Vegam nir levorech acha kol alba koises ala gefen. You have to make after all the dalva koises ala gefen. Chutz mikoisheni asamach lesude. That's already is part of the sude. It's part of the Suda, so then it's niftar be bicha samozen. If it's part of the Suda, there's a svar on the rosh because it brings an appetite, or it poiter the yain shebeseicha Suda, but al kaponim it's part of the Suda, so therefore, the Bichas HaMozen will pass. V'gam acha beis koishe shal eiresen en nesuin, nire de tzorech levoich acha kol echad ala gefen. Again, since you make two broches and there's a hefsek in between, you'll have to make ala gefen. That meant from Taisvis also that there was a sheer shtiyah by the koishe shal eiresen en nesuin, taki you have to drink a sheer. In Bechlal, it's modern, lochere the shir of a broch achreine, the shir of a kaisis moloi lugmo. This is a mesupik what the shir broch achreine is. The shir broch achreine is a revius, a moloi lugmo. Taisin am tom fad of a poshet, you have to make an alagefen. Upon him, if you drank the shir, or if moloi lugmo is the shir, so then you'll have to make alagefen. Bekoma rav yakneha. Now, it seems Taisvis did not learn Pshat in the Gemara the way we said over from the Bichas Avrom in the Rashbam. So you have to understand what the Kasha was. Perish Bekunteris, the Dayik, Mideloi Matzrich Levorech Trei Zimni Boire Priagofen, should make two times Boire Priagofen, Chad akidush v'chad ahavdola. You should make two times a boire priagofen. Alme loyhavi kiddush hefsek. Who adinami bilchas hamozain. Now, this Taisvis would seem, Taisvis is again going according to the Rabbeinu Yontif, that Rav understood Pshat like the Rabbeinu Yontif, that the reason you have to make a boire priagofen after birchas hamozen, because you're not allowed to drink in the middle of birchas hamozen. So the birchas hamozen is a hefsek to the boire priagofen. So legabi havdole, the kiddush should be a hefsek. He first made a boire priagofen, then he made kiddush, and then he made havdole. So legabi the avdola, the kiddush should be a hefsek to the boire priagofen, because b'shas when legabi avdola, the b'shas he said kiddush, so he can't drink b'shas he said kiddush. So even though legabi the kiddush is not a hefsek, legabi the avdola should be a hefsek. That's how Taisvis seem to understand pshat in the Rashba. Because the eich yevorech pamayim boir priagof nakaisecho, that sometimes it doesn't make sense. Was that loy matzita? But nira the dayik that the kasha was taka one should be a hefsik. Be the loy tikno yain lipsoi. Why didn't they make the boir priagof after everything? That is true. The avdola is a hefsik for the kiddush. The kiddush is a hefsik for the avdola according to the lomdus of the Rabbeinu Yontif. So therefore, what is the kasha? So it should not be yaknaha. It should be knahi kiddushner avdola yain. Shma minod loy a hefsek. Odinami bichas hamozin is not a hefsek. V'loyhi, and the Gemara shlugs up Ravashi, that what? That you do have to make a boy a priagofen. Vochi maskinin, the mavochinin akase de birchese. We make a broch on the koisho, the mavochinin akase de birchese. The koisho emrinim bekisi adam, the koisho broch ate shoise, Oimem zuhuvim ato noito. So it would, you get, there's a knas of asor zuhuvim of taking away, you take away a broche from someone. So the Gemara says, that if you don't bench, so it'll get mem zehuvim. Vahashte, because there's four broches in Birchas Hamazon, 10 zehuvim for each broche. Vahashte, ho'ike nun zehuvim. God, I once heard from the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Levroche, that once Rabbi Kevege had an oirech, and so Rabbi Kevege was machabed the oirech to bench mezumen. So Rabbi Kevege told him, he weist von all of the nedoves, was he had gekrogen in the stadt, ich hab ach gegeben the best of nedove. Hab gegeben ach nun so hubim. So he says, Rebbe, ich wollte Meuchel gewinnen, I'd like to have the Lomdische Num Zuvim, he would like to have the real stuff. So Rabbi Kevege said, yeah, he gave him Num Zuvim, and Rabbi Kevege got gebenched. If you look at it that way, take the Num Zuvim. Al Kaponim, aber the Gemara says there's Mem Zuvim, and Al Picheshben there's Num Zuvim, because the Becker Boy of Yagofim. Bishlam dosam loy noket nun mishum ravashil de boi chakasa de bichase voi pomim bebochim bichas amozim beloi kaisam emele. So that's why there's only mem zehuv. Zog te gemore weiter. Ki mota la avduli. So we'll see in the Rashbam. Now this is a continuation of the maisa we had on Dafkuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Dafkuf Gimel Amud Aleph had a maisa Rav Yaakov, that really started this also. Rav Yaakov Barabe Ikla Lebeirove, and Rashbam said this was a Shabbos Tikesude, and he saw, he made one Beire Priyagofen before the eating, and he made a Beire Priyagofen by the benching. He asked him Akasha, why did he make a second Beire Priyagofen after the benching? He told him, Sukami did the Rav. Now we got involved in the sugya of Tamidi Darav, do you make a brocha after benching? Don't you make a brocha after benching? That was the whole sugya with Ameima, Masutra, and Abashi. Now we're going to go back to what occurred Bebeisai Shalrove. Before we're speaking about Suda Shabbos. Kom Shamai Ba'adlik Avuke Mishrag. So there was a nair burning. So his Mishoris went and took an Avuke, Abdolalich, and he kindled the avuke from the shrag. Amalei lomaloch kulahai. So he asked the shayla, Rav Yaakov, but zechnish kishter. Amoncha shrage, there's a shrage. So why, well, lomaloch kulahai, we'll come back to exactly what the kasha was. Amalei shama midai to the nabshikovit. Don't look at me. He did it that, I didn't tell him to do it. He did it because he wanted to do it. Amalei, so Rabbi Yankiv asked him, Shmielei minei de ma'ala avovid. If he never heard anything from you about this, he wouldn't do it by himself. Come, let's not avoid the issue. Amalei, lesovelei mar avuke la avdola mitzvah min amuvcho. A very difficult gemara to understand. So there's two mahalchim how to explain this gemara. The Hagos Mordechai explains as follows. That the first kasha was Yenos Gven Agroi Salamdin, that the whole din of Avuke is Dafke, if you don't have anything burning, so then it's in the Avuke. If you have a Shraga burning already, then you don't have to especially make a new Hadloka of an Avuke. Then you use the Shraga. So Memele, so that was his first kasha. His first kasha, Loma loch kulihai, amon cheshrage. There's a shrage, so I have to be madlik an avuke, there's a shrage. You have any shrage? Omale, shama midai to the nafshikov. You're right, 100%. And you're right, we could have made Havdol on the shrage. He did it. Omale, so he asked him, Omale, le shmile minei de ma, le hava ovid. So he said, if he never heard an Indian of Avuke, he would never have been madlikit. So now Rav understood that he asked him a different kasha. Rav at first understood that he asked him a kasha, even though there's an Indian of Avuke, but since it's a shraga burning, so you're not madlik specially an Avuke if you have a shraga burning already. That was a good kasha. So Rav answered him, Shamei midaiti de nafshikovit. But then he asked him, what's bechlal the inyan of Avuke? That means if he never heard Avuke from you, he wouldn't have been Maduk. So then Rav heard from him that he's asking, not his kash was a lomdashi kash, that if you're Maduk l'chatchila, then you make an Avuke. But if you have a shraga burden, that's how Rav understood the kash. He understood from his second kash, and now the Bechlal is asking, why do you need an Avuke? So he says, why you need an Avuke? I told him about an Avuke. But I thought you were asking a different kash. If you asked why an Avuke, the Magen Avraham and Taz say a little, the Magen Avraham says, so it comes out, la'loche, if a person has a shraga burning, you don't need an Avuke. So the Magen Avraham tiny, so the Peskim should have brought down this haloche. It should be brought down someplace, besides the Gos Mordechai. No one brings it down. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. So it's because of this kasha, he wants to learn a different pshat in the Gemara. So the Magen Avraham and Taz learn pshat in the Gemara as follows. That he asked the kasha, he asked, his kasha was as follows. He asked in Kivin, Amalei lama loch kula hai, amon chi shraga. So the kasha was, why does he have to be madlik an avuke from the shraga? Take another licht and put it next to the shraga and you'll have an avuke. Why do you have to be madlik an avuke from the shraga? That was the kasha. You can make an avuke with another licht, with two licht. Amalei, shama midai to the nafshikov. That's right. He wants to take an avuke, he can take another licht. Amalei, so then we can say the same shot like the Gos Mordechai. But he seemed to ask a different kasha. This whole union of Avuke seems, then he understood that the kasha is not why he didn't take a second licht. The kasha is that why Bechlau do you need an Avuke? Shrag is sufficient. So he said, no, an Avuke is ich an union. Let us see the Rashbam. Zok the Rashbam. Ki mota rov al avduli le'el koi. Aho de Rav Yaakov bar Abba ikla le'beirove. Bahu uv de besude Shabbos akimna. That Maisa was speaking about Shabbos. Akimna lel. Mishum ha milse dohoche. Because of this Gemara. The mashmel o meitzoi Shabbos. Haskel rov o lavoich bichas adol. Abdolah. So that was the Shabbos to Kemais. And this happened meitzoi Shabbos. Vagav grore. Haisi loho uv de. Because of that Maisa. Which we see that rov made a boir priya gofen. And the kais shall bichas hamozain. So the Gemara brought the uvde da meimer mazutre islay derove ravashi leslay. Period. The lekel of frusha uvde kame da ravuna bar yehudi kolol beirove. We hear on daf kuf gimel omed aleph another maise that ravuna bar yehudi came to rove. There was a maise. He made first Beirim in Epsomim and then Beirim Eireyesh, and he asked him, the Sai Beisilum Beishamai hold, you Magdim Moir Epsomim. So you can't say that's going on that Maise. Aisel Kamayu Kasav Dalta Boich Moir Epsomim, Blashach Lameima Kimote La Avduli Kom Shamai. Because the Gemara Vaisdais is, we're speaking about a later time, when the time came to make Avdullah. Break war a man, we said a very show your mandal a beer, kvar ab somen ba moya. With satat ki motel abduli. Boy, the Rav Yaakov bar Abba, am I mafsik ben tayin? Why do we bring in this maise? So al kochach, this is the hemshech of the Rav Yaakov bar Abba. Kom shami de rova, adli kabuke bishak. Omole Rav Yaakov bar Abba le rova, lache shehivdil. Lo malei lemal da ovid kulahaya ike shrage. Mr. Malach Hashivdo, as we mentioned yesterday, he didn't want to talk to him. He made a bear for your goffin. So let him first make Avdola, then afterwards he asked him to shayla. Midaiti dinavshe, ma'atzmai asher loi tzivisit. For ho dekoma rove loi garsinen. So the Rishash, the Harav Atzmai, who the Kamahada L'Rav Yaakov Barabe. So Rishash says that there was a girsa as follows, that Omalei Leisove Leimar Ho Da Omar Rova Avuke L'Avdol Mitzvah Min Amufra, that this group is a member of Rove. Ho Da Omar Rove. So the Rashash, Bam says he wouldn't talk like this to Rav Yaakov, though Rav Atmi the Kemahadil Rav Yaakov Barab. Rav is talking to him, so he says, Loisavulama Odom Arove. He's talking to him. So Kochoch in a Gayrisit. Zog the Gemara weiter. Posach v'omar ha-mavdul ben kodesh l'choyl ben oy l'choysher ben yisroel l'amim ben yem eshvi l'sheish shemei ha-mais. Omalei lomoloch kula hai. Why do you have to be so much marich and avdole? Omar Rav Yehuda Marav ha-mavdul ben kodesh l'choyl zui avdolosei shal Rav Yehuda Nosi. That was the avdole. He said, ha-mavdul ben kodesh l'choyl, farte. So why are you making such a whole arichas? Amalei anoke hosvirelei. The Omar Rabbeloz, Omar Rabbeishie, ha-poiches lo yifchois migimu, ba-moisef lo yosef al-zayin. The fakert is, there's a different, is that you should either gimu or zayin havdolos you should mention. Let us see the Rashbam, ori gersinen, amavdol ben kodesh lo ben elechoshir zui havdolosoi. You see, not like our gears. Our gears is Amavdu ben Kodesh Lochel Zui Abdolosei. Rashbam said that that Rebbe said ben Oy Lochoshech. Bloy hoya oimer yoise. Al shevim of Roshino lekamei. Omalei. Good. You hold like Abelazam Abayishie, but you're not doing like any of them. Vahomar loy tlosa omar, vloy sheva omar. You said four. Amalai Ivre ben Yoim Ashvi l'sheish shemei amaise me'ein chsimei. This I'm saying not about the Havdola. I finished before already. But ben Yoim Ashvi l'sheish shemei amaise, that is me'ein chsime, and you have to be choisem me'ein chsime somach l'chsime. Amav Yudah Mashmul amavdo tzar sheyoim me'ein chsime somach l'chsimos. Upumpe di soy omri me ein psychoson. That you have to make me ein psychosoi somach lachsimos. That you have to put into the, by somach lachsime, you have to go back to the me ein hapsich. Sich the gemore mai binayu. What's the difference between pumpe di soy and Rav Yehuda Mashmu? By havdolo lachere, it's the, you start off with Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lochel and you end with Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lochel. So ben Yoim Eshvid Hashesh Me'emais is Me'em Psych and Ein Chsime, so my Binayu. And for the Gemara, Ike Binayu Yontev Shechaliyais Achar HaShabbos. The Chasminin ben Kodesh Lekodesh. Then already there's a Chsime of ben Kodesh Lekodesh. Is man the oma mi ein psichos on samach lechsimos on. If you hold. Chasmin en ben kaidish le kaidish. The chsim is ben kaidish le kaidish. Is man the oma mi ein psichos on samach lechsimos on. Leboy lemaim ben ktusha Shabbos l'ktusha yontev ivdalte. Umandi oma meich simoson samach limbach simoson boy lemaim. Mandi oma meim psichoson samach simoson vid meim psiche leboy lemaim ben ktusha Shabbos l'ktusha yontev ivdalte. Mandi oma meich simoson samach simoson boy lemaim. Yeah. If you only need the main psiches, so you say, that's main psiches. Need main chsime. So then you have to say, because the chsime is a mavdo ben kodesh lo kodesh, you have to say, but kodesh Shabbos, kodesh Yom Tov Yivdal. Zogt the Rashbam. V'oma loy sholosh oma v'loy sheva oma v'arbo oma. Umaro iso, im litvois es amuid, vayecho begimu. Im le rabbi's boss, oyelochola ima kol sheva. So what is the cheshman of dalet? Ivre be'emes, me'ein achsime, I'm saying this, me'ein achsime v'lav me'minyonu. Chsime, soif habrocho, choysem beboruch. That's the chsime. Psychoson, ascholoson.
ומאי בינאיו, דהו בירחס אבדולו מאין פסיכוסן, מאין חסימוסן מיקה, וכן רוי ברוכס, so what's the difference? יונטם שחלי יס אחר השאבס, דבוי למיכתם בין קיידש לקיידש, שוכי גסים, מן דהו מאין חסימוסן, סמך לחסימוסן, בוי למיים בקדוש השאבס, קדוש יונטם ויבדלתם, ואוכי אבדינן לפוקי נפשין מפלוקתם. זאגט איסוויס, ומאל לא יתלס אומה ולא ישבע אומה. So דרשבם seemed to say, so what do you want to be? Are you want to be a טייפס אסא מועד? Or you want to be a טייפס אסא מרובה, but for us נשתין and נשתהר. טייסט וואנט אסא ביסל שרפה, ומסתומה אוי גימול אוי זיין תיקנו כנגד שום דובו, שלוי ליבחויס אוי לא היסף. זה חש בן תקה, כדומה בת חילס, לא יבחויס מזיין, כנגד זיין ריקין, ומויסב לא יויסב אוי יד גימול, כנגד זיין ריקין ושיש אווירם, אבל סתם זו הייתה מייקה מספו, which is נשתהין ונשתהר, you not have the מכוון, what they had בשעסת תקונה. מי בינאיו, דרוי והברוכס, הפסיך והחסימה מעניינך. בוי למיימה בין קדוש השבס לקדוש יום טוב הבדלת. So you have to say to have מאין חסימה סמך לחסימה. שול רב אפרים אס רבינו תם. למה נוגו אילם להוסיף ולוימה בשם השבי משש שמי המייסה קידשת. הבדלת וקידשת אס עמך יסוד בקדוש השבח. ואין זה אלוהי מאין פסיכה ולוהי מאין חסימה. והישב לו רבינו טעם, משום חיבס היום, הריחו כדי לוהי מהפעם אחס מאין זיין הבדולס. הרפסיונטוב שחלי, יש אחר שבס, הוא הנחפר אין זיין הבדולס. בין קודש לחיל, אחד, בין אלה חושך, בייס, בין ישראל לעמם, גימל, בין ימי שביל שש שמי המייסה, דלד. בין קדושה שבס לקדושה יום טוב יבדלת פרש, שביום טוב שורי מידי דויכל נפש, ושם ישבים משש שמי המייסי קידשת אין החילה של מועד, ושורי דובר עובד ובשבס עושו, וזה חולוק שבס מיום טוב ויעבדו לאחס. It's one עבדולה between שבס and יום טוב וחול המועד. But it's one avdola. So we have hey. If dalto vikidash to samchi sobik dushasecho, shtei avdolas. Because avdola in klal yiso, ben kahanem levim v'yisraelim. Between kahanem levim, levim v'yisraelim. Sayin, v'ave mein chsime te bein kodesh le kodesh. This is mein chsime, because in klal yisrael, this is already everything is the avdolas, of Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh, Shabbos and Yontav, Shabbos and Chalamoid, and the Avdolas and Klal Yisrael.